publishers of the Yellow Pages are suing Seattle. Earlier this year, the city passed an ordinance regulating the distribution of phone books. City officials say the books are obsolete, unwanted paper that gets thrown out. It then costs the city thousands of dollars to recycle. But publishers disagree. They say the books are a valuable resource, and distributing them is their First Amendment right. From Seattle, Brian Buckaloo reports.
James Johnson is a maintenance man in Seattle's Capitol Hill neighborhood. Whenever a stack of phone books lands on the front stoop of one of the buildings he manages, he ignores them.
The guy I work for never says throw them away. Never. Not once has he said anything like that. And I've never thrown any away.
He doesn't need to. The residents do it themselves.
I'll come back the next day and see if they're there. They're gone. And they all, most times, every time, it's all in the garbage. So somebody's wasting a whole bunch of money. You know, that's what it seemed to me. Or somebody's making a whole bunch of money on the waste of a whole bunch of money.
Seattle City Council member Mike O'Brien wants to stop that waste.
The issue here is the city is spending $350,000 a year to recycle the tons of phone books that are dumped.
O'Brien sponsored legislation to create a city-enforced opt-out list, as well as place a fee on phone books distributed in the city.
People can't just come dump garbage in anybody's front yard. And, well, the Yellow Page industry will argue that this isn't garbage. To a lot of our citizens, it is.
Councilmember O'Brien didn't always hate phone books, though. In fact, in college, he had a part-time job delivering them. But years later, he got an iPhone and didn't need the Yellow Pages anymore. So he decided to opt out. He went to four different sites.
And I said, I want none. And I still was delivered Yellow Pages.
The same day, one of O'Brien's aides got a new phone book as well.
And I thought, you know, this is crazy. Let's see how many are out there.
So they put out a message. If you have unwanted phone books, bring them to City Hall.
And we got a bunch.
How many did you get?
I think we got like 700 phone books.
For O'Brien, the message was clear. Seattleites were sick of phone books piling up on their front steps. So he decided the city should regulate their distribution. Yellow Pages publishers weren't so keen on that idea.
Directories are commercial speech, and when you have to obtain a license in order to be able to speak, then from our perspective, that's a violation of First Amendment rights.
Neg Norton is president of the Yellow Pages Association, one of the groups suing Seattle. They claim Seattle's ordinance restricts free speech, unlawfully interferes with interstate commerce, and violates the privacy rights of Seattle residents.
No directory publisher wants to deliver a phone book to somebody who doesn't want one. Okay, that creates no value for us at all.
But can't you say to people you're selling advertising to, our books appear in however many thousand homes in the Seattle area, regardless of whether they're being used or not? If people opted out of those, then, you know, wouldn't you be able to sell less advertising?
We really don't sell based on circulation. We really sell based on usage. And like I said, the only way we create value for our clients is when somebody actually uses the directory, you know, picks it up and makes a phone call from it.
The YPA tracks usage by monitoring unique phone numbers that only appear in print ads.
Directories are still a very vital resource for consumers. Even in this internet age, people like the convenience of the phone books. You know, they keep it in the kitchen drawer, and it's certainly not, you know, a sexy medium like search engines are, but it still is very effective.
And of course, there's more than one use for a phone book.
I've stood on one, and I've used it for my kids to sit on. I've propped doors open with them.
You can't do that with a smartphone. For NPR News, I'm Brian Buckaloo in Seattle.
You're listening to All Things Considered.